council, we have Mary Westfall in administration, we have Bill Sanford and Leslie Brining. We have a few things on the agenda today. The first thing, and it was more or less the reason this meeting was called, was there was a question brought up from Katie about the banner policy on Main Street. If you want to discuss that, I will, you want to run with this one?
I will, and I actually, this could be a really long story, and I want to make a long story. So I just made you guys just quick bullet points of the actual staff of the government, sorry.
Thank you.
On the paper, and I need to... Give me a second. And what you can see is
It's similar to the DVD post quality and the film quality, so it'll be that same type of.
I
If it's for $500, if it's $500, to put a camera there that ties into a computer.
Can we also, in parallel, find out what the retention policy is for this? Because if you're saying we just need to keep the minutes, then we don't need to retain audio slash video for the 10-year data retention policy is.
Yes, and, you know, I'd like this not to get away from us, like, the last time,
I don't think you got it. I think there was, we had looked.
And I brought
the technology, up. The technology that we looked at before, this was a while ago, and the technology, we talk about, you know, and I don't think the technology is entirely different.
Yeah.
And I think I'm hearing it really makes me happy to support for what you're thinking here.
Yeah. I guess I shouldn't have started with that from on a basis, on a general policy. Would anybody have any issues with live streaming our meetings?
That's what I'm wearing.
And I think.
Started earlier when I was younger.
And, I think
we'll
if.
We'll just put pictures of ourselves in the case when
we're at home. No. Even when I was trying to say that.
Let the record show that.
I made a note of it.
You were archiving these in the cloud, basically.
I would think. And maybe we should also reach out to other, Waterville does. If they can figure it out, we can figure it out, I would think. And maybe you can reach out to whoever you know at these other cities that do it. And I know City of Toledo does it, but they do it on the local news they have. WGTV or something streams theirs live. So theirs is on TV. We're not going to have that. But I don't think.
That's what we were.
Yeah, I mean, there's more eyes on Facebook than there are on TV. You get more viewership on live on Facebook than on TV.
They might be able to do a higher quality.
Yeah,
more,
sure.
If you could then post it on Facebook.
Definitely is 1,000% worth exploring, and maybe they would be interested in sharing some costs for a sponsorship, understanding. So I think that's definitely something to look into.
Okay, so
action steps.
What I would have done, I'd rather control the equipment and do it whenever we want to, and do committee meetings, council meetings.
Totally. Right.
Do them all, do everything here.
Yeah.
So you just have to push a button to do it.
Boom.
Yeah. And then it's going live through Sylvania's Facebook page and Sylvania's YouTube page and whatever else.
Boom.
And anybody can get on and watch. So the action steps looks like more work for you. Sorry.
That's okay.
if you can, so we want to find out legalities of it and then costs, and maybe start with other communities that are doing it. If you want to set up meetings, I'd be happy to, sit in on meetings or whatever.
Sure.
And we can go from there. Anybody else that has anything to add on this topic before you go on to the third one? Just go, Finley also does.
Oh, okay, great, cool. Thanks.
I have a crazy question in that regard. Given where technology is at, we oftentimes will let people who are in the audience who want to address a particular issue bring come to the podium and ask a question or make a statement. The challenge that we've had over the last 6-8 months with Funnigans and their neighbors. Would we ever want to do something like that in this category forum?
Because you can text, but you can say, because if I were to go live right now on this, anybody, it opens floodgates.
I agree, but it's the next logical question.
Why aren't we doing this? It's a very good question.
I would rather have us consider it, determine which way we want to go, and make a decision on it proactively rather than have somebody come back in a year from now and say, hey, why aren't you guys doing this? And you're not being responsive to the government.
And just understand, so it's, we're live at a council meeting, and somebody types in a question, and then, you know, we're not seeing, you know, whoever controls the, you know, if Sharon's controlling the thing, she would see it pop up, so she goes to, you know, it's, yeah, exactly, it would be.
I agree with you.
So, I think.
And you can control where it's coming from.
Yes.
And that's why I'm saying, I would tend to say, no, off the top of my head, but it is something that I wanted to bring for your thought process.
That's good.
Off the top of my head, I said, no. And if you want to talk to us, you have to come talk to us. This is just a broadcast on an event, not a supplement to the event.
But you could consider, just like you do with, practice calls now, or another law section, if you, the subject this week is going to be addressed, if you have questions, you should have the board.
Sure, you can do that, or we can get to the questions after. If somebody submits.
We don't do that.
You don't do that, but it does happen if somebody.
Yeah. No, my point is, no, I don't ever remember being contacted in advance with a question on a topic you were.
So, anyways, that is a very good point. I think I can see it happening if we're live streaming, the question came through. Maybe that the best thing Sharon could write down to the council and the answer, you know, via email, or we answer on Facebook after it's ended. I don't see any way, at least right now, where we can do that live.
Anybody wants to text me during the council meeting? I just told my wife that I'm going to talk to her.
Yes.
The person who texted me during the council meeting, by the way.
I'll use it on the answer to the example of 300,000 Facebook friends that I don't want to approach.
Yep. That sounds good. All right, so we have.
I'm fine if you want to come along.
Yeah, of course.
Yes. But I'm talking about.
We can't be fielding questions from the public via the internet during the middle of a live council meeting. So, and these are all, you know, I think a lot of these questions that do arise as with anything new when we start with the meeting. So.
And I'll point out that we take comments from the audience at our discretion.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And nobody has a right to address council. We have an agenda. Our practice is to generally allow the public to comment on that. But at any time, comments from the public began to interfere with us doing the work of council, we would cut off the comments and do the work of council. So,
yep.
That's practically what we're doing now. The fact that we accommodate speakers
Yeah,
but we also don't want to get more of a move on
that. Agreed. Anything else in the live stream? Do we have a direction forward? Do you have a clear direction forward on that? All right, cool. Let's move on. New logo. I just wanted to bring this up. You know, I know it was put out on the city's Facebook page. It was posted. We want a press release. How do we go about this? What are our thoughts on this? Yeah.
I believe Kevin is working on getting close for that, yeah.
And then should we wait until that's in and the flags are in and everything else? How do we do that? Yeah.
I think also from Kevin, I think we need to be clear as to what is going to happen when. You know, you wouldn't want the public to think you're going to paint the water tower next week. Kind of
sure.
Like that. So if we just should have our roll-off plan a little bit. In both places to win. And Kevin's working on all the the wayfinding signs. Those are going to change. That's he was in the process because you've probably seen where some of them are fading. He was working on getting that done and has given them the new logo on the back. So you can find that out.
Things. I'm not sure from that because it's an administration that I think the world out needs to happen. I don't think there has to be like a schedule of dates. But we also need to explain what the logo means and why it's happening.
Right.
I think this message is a good place to discuss that.
Totally.
And it should be totally dedicated to logo, showing the logo with the schedule of when things are going to happen. And that this kind of need.
Yeah.
things.
I mean, you start ordering those. I actually ordered a sweater with it on. I just got it.
It's a prototype.
You get an idea when you've got a book. I just got it. I want to show it to the mayor.
Yeah.
And then we can put out a
I know that the Jitmos, you can send them the design and the time plate, and they'll design your hats and shirts and sweatshirts, and then everybody can order them and pay, and then you don't pick up the stuff.
Right, I think that's way to.
Or they bring it off here and.
Yeah, Jitmo handles that. Like they do it. I know they have like long shirts and stuff on their website, and you can just go there and order.
So, do you think there's someone in the administration that can sit down and put together the core plan and the concept on this?
Sure.
I mean, I feel like we can have someone who's got to own the process and what happens with Jitmo and all those things. I'm not sure who that would be.
We want to protect our residents.
Yeah. And I'd be, I mean, I'm very good friends with the owner of Jitmo. I'd be happy to steer on that. We do a lot of work with them in my day job. So I could spearhead that, but I wouldn't want to do that until the mayor's message and the press release is out. And then that could be part of it, you know. Part of the message is then if you want some cool, you know, hat or shirt, like here's a link and you can get some. So who has the file with the graphics on it? Oh, you forward that to me? Everybody? Yeah.
Well, I think we want to be careful about what, we don't want to just wildly drop shit, we can.
Correct. So maybe just keep it within this committee, and then the committee will say, you know, don't, it's not public. I mean, I know it's already on Facebook, it's out there in a couple of places, but I don't want it everywhere until the mayor's message.
When are we doing our new cards?
I think.
So, yeah, you're all getting cards. I've got some. Name tags. I mean, yeah, we'll just need to make a list of everything.
Yep. So, an important week, Green Ribbon Initiative is the blue week, and it's usually the third week of May, and that's when we have all of these events going on all over the region that relate to Ogoni. So, we could somehow dovetail onto that. I mean, with everybody.
It's the blue week of May.
The green ribbon initiative. We'll have blue week because I think it's the blue pine, or I don't know, but I think it's the third week of May because a lot of the wildflowers are blooming there. But that's like the week when there's like all these things going on at different partners. The green ribbon initiative. Well, I'm just saying, I don't think we should wait that long, but we should have some presence. I know, like in the Green Ribbon Initiative annual letter. I mean, we're a new partner now.
One suggestion as a possibility to give, we'll reintroduce the concept and roll out the logo. Would be to take that one down and put the new one up and use that as an opportunity in a council meeting. I don't know how that's attached.
But we could have a banner or a sheet over it.
Yes. Yes.
That's a great idea.
That'd be cool.
Unveiling.
That'd be super
cool. That's the perfect place for the unveiling.
And it would also be a great time to start the live stream if you could pull the things together. But I'm just thinking.
Do we have this outside also?
No, I need it on the building.
Yeah, but it gives us a great opportunity to all stand underneath it as the thing.
That's a great idea. That's a media opportunity. Well, I'm thinking the same thing. If you could do the same with the exterior. Yeah. So we need a timeline. Because I think would it be the mayor's message and the explanation, and then after the next council meeting after that is when we would do? Is that what you would do, or the opposite? What do you guys think? That first.
I think he could verbally do the message and then put it out in writing.
He just have to see what that publication date is possibly
Well, and the manufacturing of the production and the science is also a factor.
Yeah, that might be one.
I don't know.
But
could, yeah,
mm-hmm.
put together something to get it back to you.
So can you give us, can you give the committee a rough timeline of the rollout of the new logo then?
Do you have a budget for that, or is there consideration for replacement?
I don't know.
There was something in the budget for the wayfinding, right?
The wayfinding, yeah, correct.
I don't know if it was in there or not.
I don't know. If not, we'll, council can vote for it.
That's, so you guys have good direction, great direction on that too, though?
Yep.
That's, we've been through all the agenda items. Anybody else have any other business to discuss before the committee?
So at our last council meeting, and I asked Kathy if you were gonna do a press release for the so I don't know. I thought I would just bring it and have you guys look at it. And it just mentioned both of the projects, and I kind of just followed the format of how you do a press release. It sounds kind of boring. But,
I love how they just clean this. I'm sure it's wonderful.
But it needs to have the logo. It needs to have a letterhead on it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it'd be good if it had a picture of the park and letterhead before it goes out.
Yeah, this looks good. I think this is good. We're probably all also marking bullet point version. That's much. It could be another graphic. You know what I mean?
That is actually set up for
it. I'm sure. Maybe we can bullet point points.
You have bullet points.
Yeah. For your average person scrolling through Facebook, that's...
But this is like what you would send out.
No, yeah.
Like to the advantage. And then you would say, hey, I want to talk to somebody about what you're doing here. And then, because, and then I like...
The only question I would have is, if there's someone that would be meaningful to have a quote in here about it.
Well, that's what I felt know. Like. And like, after I wrote it, I'm like, oh, you can't just come from me. That's too
cool. No, I think you were thinking someone like the operator,
right.
Someone that has substance in the area.
Who put quotes here and put money in.
Oh.
No,
there were people here.
So I actually,
no. Mark,
it should say for
further questions. From the and the nature conservancy,
it should say for further questions, please contact. But, Kevin has like a million things going on. Does he want to talk about this?
The three logical things are either the mayor would be quoted, mm-hmm. you as the chair of the committee that was involved with this process would potentially be quoted, and mm-hmm. then the people from the Nature Conservancy, somebody from there, those are the three
yeah,
potential people.
Well, that's you were my first thought. This is like Katie Kaplan, chair of the Sylvania City Council's Parks and Forestry Committee.
Okay.
Says.
Yeah.
I just didn't want to overstep on the community relations committee.
Go for it.
Not this one.
Yeah, I'm saying, that makes sense.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, if you want to email it to me, then I can have
it. And a lot of it
I can get it on our letterhead.
The first part is not the county
council.
Yeah, this is good.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously, I would add your name.
I want people to know that when they see it,
that's
they were expecting the shock factor because it's going to look like...
How many people ask you what's going on?
I think
new sign, Leslie.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And I don't know, or Bill, I mean, you know. Okay, each entrance to the park, and I talked to Scott Carpenter at the Metro Park, this is the PR guy, and he said, yeah, you need a sign, a big sign with each entrance, so when somebody's walking up with their dog, and they need a fourth mower, they can say, they can look, and the Nature Conservancy gave us permission in their contract to use their logo, so we can have our new logos to be achieved in partnership with the Nature Conservancy logo, and then we can have a few bullet points. Forest mower is okay, we're,
yeah.
I mean, something
we're not,
like that.
We're not trying to cut this all down.
No,
there's
and when you advantage. See the Nature Conservancy logo on there, it
right.
says restoration work.
Who has the verbiage to put on the sign? Or do they give us a sign?
Well, I can, that was my next question. I can do the sign, too. I mean, I guess.
Well,
but
I
know, right, but I don't want to, like, mess up the cabin area. Oh.
But no, if, I think if you give us the what's the supposed to go on the sign. But that, my question was, so it's is it the city's responsibility to put the sign up?
Yeah. Well,
all right.
It's
then.
Our property. It's our and Kevin said we use fast sign.
Yeah. Well, give us. Why don't you give me the info?
I'll
and I'll talk to Kevin and